Well, one major pathway to rural prosperity is a prosperous farm sector.
But also key to that new pathway to rural prosperity is the utilization of our natural resources, our forests and grasslands, to expand economic opportunity.
That's Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, who says according to the newest National Forest Visitor Survey, our forests are doing just that.
Last year, we welcomed 166 million visitors to our forests. And as a result of those visitors, nearly 200,000 individuals were employed on a full or part-time basis, generating over $7.6 billion in wages. Collectively and overall, those visitors and wage earners contributed $13 billion to the gross domestic product just as a result of the activities that took place in our forests and grassland areas.
But Vilsack adds that we could just be scratching the surface of what our forests could contribute. Therefore, work is being done to boost recreational use of national forests, as well as thinning of dead trees and brush that will reduce fire hazards and provide raw materials for new manufacturing and energy endeavors, which is why Vilsack has announced
$4 million in grants to 20 communities to assist in developing new wood-to-energy opportunities.
In addition, a new pilot plant has opened in Wisconsin that will use nanotechnology to turn wood into new products that could replace some plastics. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.